Chapter 11. Gentle, loving words from Commander Ashta. Observations from out vantage point give a dimension to perspective not present from your octave. At times the reports of our brethren would seem, to the unlearned, to be of negative nature and perhaps, disarming. But not only must individual souls reach attainment through initiation, but likewise, it is so with nations, cultures, and planets as they all evolve together. Thus, one must attempt not to see sorrow, but to perceive great joy in the emerging new age, the new world, made clean and wholesome through the permissiveness of the Radiant One, not caused or created by him but through the will of mankind, permitted by him. So shall each soul of this cycle and culture learn its great lessons and record them in each memory bank for higher evolution along the pathway. The seeming hardships of the moment will pass in the twinkling of an eye as the great separation takes place. No more shall two families inhabit the earth, but one only, the children of light, the family of God, who have proven their loyalty time and time again. Be you not fearful of disasters, but cover them with great golden white light, and thank the Father for changes allowed to purify this beautiful earth. Weep not at the cross of man's karma, but rejoice at the resurrection of his soul self in the will of God. So are not we all, not prophets of darkness, but rather, messengers of great light, great joy, great culmination of the divine plan to be fulfilled. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Fret not for the deep waters between, but hold thine eyes upon the crossing of those dark waters, and rejoice that all of those radiant ones upon earth shall, like the beloved Master, walk upon the waters of adversity as conquerors, victorious and unharmed. Be at peace. Adonai. I am Ashta.